Can everyone see my screen?
You've started your screen. Nothing is visible here.
Maybe there's a delay. There might be a delay.
Yeah. Sanskrit Bhasha Vargah. I can see it now.
Swagatam. Welcome to day 5, Panchami Vargah. Astu. Who wants to lead our pratana of prayer?
Sai Ram, can I do it?
Yes, Bhagini, please do.
Yes. Om Sahana Vavatu, Sahanau Bhunaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavadhitamastuma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Dhanyavadaha Bhagini.
Sai Ram.
Okay. We'll begin with today's Subhashitam. Does anyone want to read today's Subhashitam? Oh, Satya Bhagini, are you here today? I mean, Satya Mahodaya, sorry. Satya Mahodaya, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Astu. Would you like to read the Subhashitam?
Narasimha, I will read it.
Astu, Narasimha Mahodaya, can you read the Subhashitam?
Nasti Vidya Samam Chakshu, Nasti Satya Samam Tapaha, Nasti Nasti Rag Samam Dukkam, sorry. Nasti Tyag Samam Sukham.
So, what do you think this Subhashita means? Narasimha Mahodaya?
No education, no vision, I think.
Okay. What does Samam mean?
Equal
to.
Okay. Then what do you think the second line? Nasti Satya Ra Samam Tapaha. What does Satya mean?
Truth.
And then Samam means equal, and then Tapaha is?
Meditation.
Nasti. What does Nasti mean?
Yeah, austerity.
Yeah, they're all like. Narasimha Mahodaya, what does nasti mean?
Nasti means no.
Not there, astu.
Not there.
And then, do you know what raga means?
Attachment.
Angry. Raga means angry.
Yes.
No, attachment.
Attachment.
Mostly attachment. In this Subhashitam, it means attachment.
Okay.
And then dukkham?
Sadness.
Sorrow.
And then tyagaha?
Sacrifice.
And sukham?
Happiness.
So, what do you... Okay, let's look at the meaning.
So, no sacrification, no.
So, there's nothing equal to knowledge as giving insight to a person. So basically, like, it's not valuable if you just learn something. You have to teach and let other people know what you learned and teach others. And then no tapas can be equal to speaking the truth. So there's nothing that can replace the truth. The truth is the truth. And no misfortune is equivalent to excessive attachment to anything. So basically, if you are excessively attached to something, then you will feel some kind of sadness or grief or dukkham because you're so attached to it. And then no pleasure like doing selfless sacrifice to help others be happy. So that's pretty self-explanatory. Asuva, any
How questions? Do you take the meaning of tapaha?
Tapaha?
Because from what is coming here, truth and tapaha seem to be the same.
Tapaha is like penance or hard work.
Penance, so okay. Meditation?
Sometimes it can be used as meditation, but mostly it's for focus and penance.
Okay, thank you.
So you can't get rid of the truth, or you can't cover the truth with hard work or penance. The truth is the truth. Okay. Does everyone understand? Any questions? Prashnaha Santiva. Asta. Can you all see my screen?
Yes, but it's paused.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It's paused. It's paused.
So today's Patyakramaha is Punasmaranam, and then we'll go over the Gruhapatam, and then we'll have some Sambhashanam, some conversation, and then Shashti Vibhaktihi. We'll continue our Shashti Vibhaktihi for Napumsakalingam and Strilingam. Can someone tell me what we learned last class? Any volunteer?
We learned about yeah, go ahead.
The Shashti Vibhakti for Pullingam.
Yes.
Asu?
Belongs to. Ramasya Dhanuhu. Matlab, the Dhanu belong to Rama.
Yes.
And like that we learned the Shashti Vibhakti Purusha Pullingam.
Pullingam.
Okay.
Yeah. Anything else?
And that it is same for Napumsakalingam as well.
Yep, that's true, but we're not there yet. Astu. So this was the Grihapatam that I gave. So you're supposed to write the meaning of the words, and if you can, make sentences using Shashti Vibhakti if they were in Pullingam. So can I get a volunteer? Okay, first we'll go over the meaning, and then we'll go over the sentences. Let's go up. So just, I'll say the word, and then you tell me the meaning. Keshaha?
Hair.
Kapotaha?
Dove.
Dove. Vanam?
Forest.
Tika?
Remark. Tika, comment, no? Comment.
Comment. Remark. Shatakaha.
Sparrow.
Katha.
Story.
Shakataha.
Cart.
Suchi.
List.
Suchi.
List. List.
Isn't Suchi needle?
Needle?
In the dictionary it is written list.
Oh, I think it might be. I think you're right.
Oh, okay. Sneedal as well.
Is it as well? Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
But no, wait. One is choti, one is badi. This one is needle.
Suchi is needle, right?
Yes.
Which also means noticed or information.
There's an echo.
Yes, yeah, so this suchi is needle, I think.
Yeah, suchi is needle.
Sacrification.
Khagaha.
Bird.
Actually, it's a bird.
What type of bird?
Any
bird.
Any type.
Okay.
Actually, we use it for dog.
But khaga means it belongs to
Khagaha is a bird.
Awesome. Lashinam?
It's a garlic.
Garlic. Shaka?
Vegetable.
Yeah, but I think it's the wrong call.
It's branch. It may be branch.
Shaka is branch. No, wait. Shaka... Vegetable. Oh, shaka is branch. With the other ka, the second ka is branch. This shaka is vegetable. And then shashaha?
Hair.
Nakshatram?
Star.
Bagini?
Sister.
Shunakaha?
Dog.
Odanam?
Odanam is cooked rice.
Cooked rice, yes.
Chamasaha?
Spoon.
Spoon. Nayanam?
Ice.
Padaha?
Feet.
Foot. Lekhani?
Pen.
Shukaha. Oh, I skipped one. Bala.
Boy.
No, girl,
Bala. Actually, Bala is a girl. Bala kaha is a boy.
Bala is girl.
Girl.
And Bala kaha is boy. Shukaha.
Parrot.
Parrot. Tula.
Balance.
Dharani.
Earth.
Urukam.
Plank.
Makshika.
Flies.
Halam.
Plow.
Yeah, plow. Bhasha.
Language.
Tadagaha.
Lake? Pond.
Yutakam?
Shirt.
Patrika?
Paper.
Or letter. Paper. Any questions on the meaning?
No.
Ma'am, what is tika?
Tika is remark or comment.
Comment?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't get the name of Dharani.
Dharani is earth.
Is it?
Earth, ground.
Ground? Earth.
Yes.
Okay. Bhumi?
Yes.
Yes.
Bhumi.
Okay.
What is Chataka?
What was
it? It is sparrow.
Sparrow.
Chataka sparrow. Okay, thank you.
Sparrow.
Kapotaha?
Kapotaha, dove.
Dove, okay.
The bird, dove.
But dove.
Yep. Anything else?
No.
Okay. So, who wants to share their sentences? That's Vidyar Guhapatam.
No.
Mama Kesha Shvetaha.
Mama Kesha Shvetaha. Astu. Did anyone do the Grihapatam, the sentences with in Shashi Bhakti?
Oh, I didn't.
Actually, I wrote all the meanings, but I didn't need the sentences.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
Not mine.
That's fine. So, remember that Keshaha, so remember that Pullingam for Shashti Bhakti or possessive, so Shashti Bhakti is possessive. Asua.
Keshasya.
So, Keshaha would be Keshasya, the hair. Keshasya
Varnam
Shvetaha.
Keshasya
Varnam Shvetaha. We are old.
Akeshasya Varnam Shvetam.
For black it will be Kalaha.
Shama.
Yeah.
Shama.
Of Krishna. Krishna Varnaha.
Keshasya Varnam Krishna.
Krishna Varnam. Krishna.
Kapotasya Varnam Shvetam.
What was that?
What was that?
Nest.
Nest?
Yeah. Kovalayam.
Nest is Does anyone remember what nest is?
We can check.
Needham? Needham, I think.
Needham. So Kapotasya Needham. Kapotasya Needham.
Kapotasya Needham Atrasi. So the bird's nest is there. Or the bird's nest is here. Atrasi.
Atrasi. Kapotasya Needham.
Astuva.
One. Vanamasya, Vanamasya, Vyagraha.
So, also, so a few people actually sent me their homework, and what I noticed was that you, for some people, forgot to write if it was in Pullingam or Napumsakalingam. So, like, for example, they just put Shastra instead of Shastra. Can everyone stay on mute? So, for Shasha, people just put, for Shashaha, they just put Shasha. Or, like, Nakshatram, they just put Nakshatra. So, make sure you write the ending as to what. So, and also, this is a Varnaha song, so the song for colors. And in this, you can see that the ending, since Varnaha or colors are an adjective, they have to end the same way that the noun ends. So Akasham ends with M. So Neelam also ends with M. So let's go over these colors and then we'll go back to the other slide. Because a lot of the sentences you guys used the Varnam. Astuva. So I'm going to say this, the colors, and you all repeat after me. Astuva.
Okay.
Patala Varnam, Patala Pushpam.
Patala Varnam, Patala Pushpam.
Haritam, Haritam, Tasya Cha Parnam.
Haritam, Haritam, Tasya Cha Parnam.
Neelam neelam khalu akasham.
Neelam neelam khalu akasham.
Dhusara varnam abhram cha.
Dhusara varnam abhram cha.
Raktam raktam chasti tadimam.
Raktam raktam chasti tadimam.
Pitam pitam amrafalam.
Pitam pitam amrafalam.
Naranga phalam kesara varnam.
Naranga phalam kesara varnam.
Neela lohitam jambu phalam.
Neela lohitam jambu phalam.
Shvetam shvetam bakat dvayam.
Shvetam shvetam bakat dvayam.
Krishnam krishnam kaka dvayam.
Krishnam krishnam kaka
dvayam.
Vadantu kapisham kim tatvaram.
Vadantu kapisham kim tatvaram. Satvaram.
Kapisham kapisham chakaleham.
Kapisham kapisham chakaleham. Leham. Leham.
So these are the colors. Okay. Patala varnam patala pushpam. So what does patala varnam? What color is that?
Pink.
Yes, pink. So the petal,
the petal
of a pushpam of a
pink.
Of a flower is pink. Haritam haritam
tadyacha
parnam. So leaves
are green. Green.
The leaves of a plant is also green. Neelam neelam khalu akasham.
Blue. Sky is blue.
And then dusara varnam abhram cha.
So gray.
Clouds are gray.
The cloud is gray.
Cloud.
Gray as cloud.
Raktam raktam cha asti tadimam.
Red. Blood is red.
The blood is red. And then peetam. Peetam amra phalam.
Tadimam.
Yellow as mango.
Mango. Yes, mango. The mango is orange.
Mango is yellow.
Yellow. Yeah, yellow. Yellow. Peetam. No, peeta varnam is yellow. Amra phalam is peetam. It should be. Oh. It looks brown here, but on the right side is peetam.
Orange.
And naranga phalam kesa varnam.
Orange. Orange is orange.
Neela lohitam jambu phalam.
Jamun fruit.
Violet.
Jamun.
Jambu phal.
It's a
jambun. Jamun fruit. Jambun.
And then shvetam shvetam bakat dvayam.
White.
Bakaha. Bakaha.
Swan.
Swan.
Dark.
Swan.
Swan.
It's not swan. It's the
no, it's like crane. It's like crane.
Crane.
Okay.
Crane, beak.
Bakadvaya.
Two. Bakadvaya. Two.
Krishna,
birds.
Krishna, kakadvayam.
Crow.
Crows
are Krishna
black.
Is dark.
Black.
Black. Black. Black as crows.
Kakad. Crow.
And vadantu kapisham kim satvaram. Kapisham.
Patri, how are
Milan,
yes,
Saira. I can, your background is loud. Dhanyavadaha. Kapisham, kaha varnaha?
Kapisham,
kim
is it a monkey? Kapisham.
Kapisham is brown.
Oh.
Kapisham, 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 chakaleham.
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 Is it chocolate?
Chocolate. Chocolate. Chocolate, yeah. So chocolate is brown. So okay, so notice that chakale hum is napumsakalingam. So ends in m, right? So the color, it also ends in m. Katyani, are you saying something? You're breaking out. So jambu palam, it ends in m. So nila lohitam.
Chocolate.
No. What's the kapisham?
Kapisham is brown. Brownish red. Brown.
Oh, kapisham means it's a monkey, no?
No, kapisham is brown. I think kapihi is a monkey. Kapihi.
Kapi means monkey.
Kapihi. I think kapihi.
Kapa, kapi means
but kapisham is brown.
Ma'am, what is satvaram?
Satvaram is like, sat means like truth. So what is the color, what is the true color of brown?
Vadantu kapisham kim satvaram. What is the meaning of this sentence?
Vadantu is say, and kapisham say is brown. So say, what is brown, basically?
Oh.
Okay.
It goes with the video. So maybe
I'm checking the meaning of satvaram, and it says quickly. So probably it just wants you to.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, that
satvaram is probably quickly. So yeah, it goes with the video. Slow. And here's the video right there. So you can play it whenever you're free.
I have a question.
Yes. Yes. Yes, Mahode.
The noun here is Prathama Vibhakti.
Which one?
Anyone, like say Paranam. Are we using it in Prathama Vibhakti here?
Some of them. Or Patama. Like.
Okay. As in, I'm trying to understand this relation that when it says the leaf is green.
Yeah, Paranam is Napumsakalingam. So.
Yes. So here Paranam is being used in the first Vibhakti.
Yes.
The Paranam is the object, no?
Yes, Paranam is the object.
And subject will be the color.
Color is adjective.
But in this case, it is noun, like red as blood or yellow as mango.
It's not.
Do you think that as?
Paranam is the object of a sentence, but it's not the. It's not used as the. What do you say? As the objective, it's in Prathama Vibhakti.
Yes, like I'm also somewhat confused between like what he says. In case Paranam is an object, that it might be Dvitiya Vibhakti or Prathama Vibhakti. But you are saying it's Prathama.
Yes, Prathama.
Okay.
Yep. Good question.
If something is an object, do we use it in Dvitiya Vibhakti? Is that the case?
Yeah, if like Balakasya Kandukam Haritam, then Kandukam is an objective, an object.
Is it being used in the Dvitiya Vibhakti?
Yeah, that's in Dvitiya Vibhakti.
Okay.
The second word is in Dvitiya. Kandukam is in Dvitiya.
Yes. Okay. Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Akashaha is pulinga shabda, na?
No. I think it's napumsakalingam.
I have seen it as pulinga shabda. Akashaha comes.
Sometimes, like some words can be used in both ways.
Yeah, this spoken Sanskrit is either Napunsakling or
maybe
masculine.
Just for rhyme's sake.
Yeah, a lot of words, like since they've been used so frequently, it can be used in Pulling no more Napunsakling.
It's a poem. So the poet is having that much of liberty to make a sentence.
Because no, even spoken Sanskrit language. You can use it in gender neutral way.
Because it's a poetry, you know, it's an imagination, it's a construction of words. They must have some liberty. While we are going through the poetry, you know, that particular language we won't use also.
Grammar is not
considered. No, it's not considered. They consider grammar, but some liberty that poets will have.
You mean like breaking rules?
I think it's not true. Akash can be used in neutral sense.
Ma'am, what is Abram?
Abram is clouds.
Clouds. Okay.
Yep. So, okay, but basically, that's the whole point. Because, so make sure you are the gender and the gender of the adjective must be the same. Astura. So, can anyone make sentences right now with these words? Astura.
I can make.
I'll call on you and we'll go in order. Astura. Okay. And then I have to make a Venkat Mahodaya.
Venkat Mahodaya.
Can you do the first
one? Kesha? Yeah. Kesha Sya Ranga Shamaha. Kesha Sya Ranga Shamaha.
Good. 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 Narasim Mahodaya, can you support
Ranga or Yudha? Should it be Ranga or should it be Varna?
They both mean the same thing, but it's Ranga. Narasim Mahodaya?
Narasim Mahodaya?
Yeah.
Can you do the
Kapotaha?
Kapotasya. Good. Uma Bhagini?
Oh, which one?
Chatakaha. Can you do Chatakaha?
Chatakasya Shabdam Maduram.
Chatakasya Shabdam Maduram. Samyak. Let's see. Milan Bhagini? Shakataha?
Sorry, this is cart.
Yes,
Shataka is cart.
Yes. So, do you know how to use the Shashti Vibhakti?
No.
So, Shakataha would be Shakatasya. Possessive. The cart, color. Or the cart,
strong. If I want to say cart, is strong.
That's also a good sentence. So, are you saying that the cart is fast?
Yeah. Cart is fast.
So basically, shakatasya vega, which is shakatasya speed, is fast. So whose speed is it? Shakatasya speed. The cart speed. Do you get possessive?
Sairam. Sairam.
Did you hear what I just said?
Shatakasya vega.
Shakataha. Vegaha. And Mahodaya, what did you say?
Shakatasya vega paramaha.
Is paramaha fast?
Yeah, fast.
So shakatasya vegaha paramaha.
Achyanta.
Shatakasya vega paramaha.
Is that fast?
Shakatasya shakram patamil.
What would you say? That is strong.
Shakatah, strong is
Balavan.
Balishta.
I'm trying because bala is an adjective. Okay, I guess you can say balavan. Shakataha balavan. Or balin. It's an adjective. Shakataha balavan. Asti. That's not used in Shakti. Sakatasya upari kandukam asti. So,
can we say drud?
Can you say what?
Drud.
Drud is what?
Firm. I can say Shakataha Dhramahan. Or Shakataha Drudaha Drudaha Drudaha.
Prabal.
But in all this, Shakataha
Drudaha. That's also strong. Shakataha Drudaha Asti. But to say in Shashti Vibhakti.
Shatakasya.
Shakatasya chakra drudaha.
Shakatasya chakram drudham. Milan Bhagini, do you
understand? Hi. Yes, ma'am.
Can you say the sentence I just said?
Shatakaha balavan.
And then the other sentence said, Shakatasya chakram drudham.
Shatakasya chakram drudham.
Chakram. What does chakram mean?
Wheel.
Dridam. Dridam means strong. So do you get how Shashti was used? Do you get how possessive is used?
I'm sorry, I missed the classes, so I am not able to connect. But I will listen to your audio and pick it up.
That's fine. But this all we're going to be doing. Astu. Venkat Maurya, can you do unmute? Katyayini Bhagini, can you do Yajnaha?
Yajnaha.
Yep.
विश्वामित्रस्य यज्ञं विश्वामित्रस्य यज्ञस्य सविधा विन्दुचन्द बहु विन्दुचन्द यज्ञस्य सविधा गुरु मात्रं
सविधा
यज्ञस्य सविधा सविधा मीन्स् इट्स् आफरिङ्ग् इन् द यज्ञ द फ्लवर्स् एण्ड् फिग्स् दे एण्ड् घी
नैवेद्यं
दे पुट् इट् इन् द फायर् नैवेद्यं यज्ञ No, it's not prasadam. It is samhita. We put it in the fire. Small fig.
Samhita?
Samhita. Yajnasya samhita.
That is samhita.
Samhita?
Sticks are samhita.
No, it's samhita. Not samhita. It is samhita.
S-A-M-R-D-H-A.
Samhita. Tha.
S-A?
S-A-M-I-T-H-A.
Samhita?
Yeah.
No, Samhita.
Samhita.
Tatha-da-dha.
Samhita.
Yajnasya Samhita. Yeah, Samhita.
Can I give a word for Yajnaha?
Sure.
Yeah. Yajnasya Phalam Shrestham.
That's a good sentence. Yajnasya Phalam Shrestham. So, the fruit of the yajna is good.
Yajnasya phalam shrestha.
Samhita is offering?
Sticks, yeah. Sticks they put in the fire.
So, figs.
So, yajnasya samhita, what is the...
Yeah, that is the actual meaning of samhita.
So, what figs is the fruit
of samhita? It's a mixture of all those wood. You know, there are about 7 kinds of wood or 9 kinds of wood they use.
So, it's the shavings. Yajnasya Samhita?
Samhita.
Samhita?
Yajnasya Samhita. Samhita.
That's not Samhita. A sentence, that's only a phrase.
Actually,
Yajnasya
Ritvik could be one of them.
So basically, Yajnasya Samhita is basically saying the sticks of the fire, and that's just a phrase. Yajnasya Samhita Asti Va.
Yajnasya Samhita.
Akshinatu. Anayatu. You can say anything.
Asti. Yajnasya Samhita.
Asti. The good sentence. Samyakapasa.
Yajnasya Phalam Shrestha.
Let's go on. Let's move on.
Okay. Yajnasya Shala. Yajnasya Shala Sundaram.
Yajnasya Shala Sundaram.
Shala Sundaram.
So you see, you can make all these sentences with Shastriya Bhakti. You just have to think outside the box. Instead of Varnam, Astava. So, can I get a volunteer to read this? Satya Maurya, can you read this?
Yes, sir. Kimtu yatna stav... Kimtu yatna stavyaya...
Karyo.
Karyo maithiliyaha parimargane. Rakshasasya cha raudrasya ravanasya duratmanaha.
So both of these words are, all three of these words are in Pullingam, right?
Yeah.
So what would be the Prathama Vibhakti of this word? Rakshasya, this is Shashti Vibhakti, right? What is the Prathama Vibhakti of this word?
Rakshasaha, right?
Rakshasaha.
Rakshasaha. Huh? How about this word? Raudrasya.
Raudraha.
Raudraha. Ravanasya?
Ravanaha.
Ravanaha.
Ravanaha. So, can someone tell me the meaning of this sloka?
So the essence of the sloka, I think, is the one who abducts Sita is Ravana. I think.
What was that? I didn't hear you.
I think that the core meaning of the sloka is the one who kidnapped or abducted Maithili Raj, means Sita, is the Ravana.
Yep. So basically, Rama is has to.
I think someone is asking Hanumanji to help him to in tracing the Maithili. Eh? And who was abducted by Ravana, Duratma Ravana?
Oh yeah, we have the meaning just behind it, just beneath, right? Okay. I didn't even see it.
No, here effort must be done by you. So everyone knows, yeah. Hanumanji, he was being convinced. Because Lord Hanuman, he never knows about his strength. So he was being convinced. Yeah. So you...
Yeah, because he's the one that went directly to Sri Lanka to see Sita, right?
Yeah.
So what does Raudraha mean?
Raudraha means...
Fierce. Fierce or fires? Fierce, Ravana.
Fierce.
Okay. That's it. Okay. So, to continue, now we have Napumsakalingam in Shashti Vibhakti. So patram would you take away im and it would be you add the stya, just like pullingam. It would be patrasya. Patram is what?
Leaf.
Paper? No, patram means paper.
Paper. Parnam is leaf.
So parnasala. Parnasala means it's a house made of leaves.
Parnasya.
So, patrasya means the letters. Pushpam would become what?
Pushpasya.
So, very easy. Phalam?
Phalasya.
Nayanam?
Nayanasya.
Netram?
Netrasya.
Toyam?
Toyasya.
Parnam?
Parnasya.
Parnamasya.
Kandukaha?
Kandukasya.
Chibukam.
Chibukasya.
Annam.
Annasya.
Dugdam.
Dugdasya.
Lavanam.
Lavanasya.
Patram.
Patramasya.
Patram.
Patrasya.
Patrasya.
Chitram.
Chitrasya.
Vanam.
Vanasya.
Jalam.
Jalasya.
Jalasya.
Bhavanam.
Bhavanasya.
Bhavanasya.
Nakhasya.
Nakhasya.
So toyam is also water, jalam. Yeah.
So the example says griham, dwaram, grihasya dwaram. The door of the house. Or the house's door. Grihasya. Dwar.
Yeah.
Phalam and bijam would be?
Phalasya bijam.
Phalasya
bijam. Next one?
Mitrasya patni.
Mitrasya patni.
Mitrasya patni. Next one?
Vahanasya chalakaha.
Vahanasya chalakaha. This one?
Mahabharatasya
adhyayaha. Pustakam?
Pustakasya.
चलनचित्रं वस्त्रस्य सूत्रं पुष्पं
पुष्पस्य
पुष्पाधानि
पुष्पाधानि जीवनं
जीवनस्य लक्ष्यं
जीवनस्य लक्ष्यं मन्दिरं
मन्दिरस्य
परिसरः
मन्दिरस्य परिसरः क्षेत्रं
क्षेत्रस्य
कूपः
कूपः उद्यानम्
उद्यानस्य पुष्पम्
उद्यानस्य पुष्पम् अस्तु वा एवन् अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् Okay, let's do this. Okay, I'll call on you and you do the first one, left to right and then right to left. Oh, no, just left to right. And then these are right to left.
Shakuntalasya Kalidasaha.
Kateri Bhagini?
Shakuntalasya Kalidasaha.
What would the word in the middle be?
Lekhakaha wrote Shakuntalasya Lekhakaha Kalidasa.
Can you translate the sentence? What does that mean? What does Lekhakaha mean?
Writer. Kalidasa. Lekhakaha means writer.
महाभारतं महाभारतस्य लेखकः व्यासः
तिरुकुरलस्य लेखकः वल्लुवर्
शिल्पाधिकारं
लेखकस्य इलङ्गो अरे बापे
वाट् इस् दिस्
I have a question.
Yes.
So I am hearing this for the first time.
Valluvar is not a aha.
It should be Valluvaraha. I don't know why they have been.
Thiruvalluvar.
Thiruvalluvar. No, it was written by him.
Yeah, but if it was Pullingam, it should have aha at the end. That's a good question.
And same way Ilango too, right?
Ilangoho. But that kind of sounds like it's Bahuvachanam. Sounds like it's more than one. So, Venkat Mahal, did you have a question?
Would you say Tirukkuralasya is correct because it is ending in la, not in ma?
Yeah. Well, so in some of these words, like, I guess the il is in halanta, so basically it has only a half aksharam. So that's why it's also comes under the category of napumsakalingam. Tirukkuralam wouldn't sound right.
Mm-hmm. No, the name of that book is Tirukkural. Actually, I read
maybe
that
you
book.
Can say Tirukkural Pustakam.
So Tirukkural, so since
Tirukkural lekhakaha,
Tirukkuralasya lekhakaha, so the writer of Tirukkural.
Tirukkural, yeah.
Tirukkuralasya.
So should we say Tirukkuralasya or Tirukkurasya?
Tirukkuralasya.
No, Tirukkuralasya.
Tirukuralasya. Bhagini, did I answer your question? It's Shashti Vibhakti, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uma Bhagini, were you the one?
I'm not very convinced because it's ending with the la.
Mm-hmm. But it's a half akshara, right? It's half akshara.
Yeah,
so
half
what...
akshara, but then there are many others like I can't think of. Supposing I have a consonant ending word, like say for example you have buddhiman, buddhimanasya, can I say that would be wrong, isn't it?
No, buddhiman,
because that is also ending in a half. No,
buddhiman is I think that's also napumsakalingam.
Whether
but
it is napumsakalingam
like,
or whatever it is.
It's like one of those exceptions. Like, you know how Lakshmihi, it ends in visargaha, but it's also pullingam. Like Chakshu is actually pullingam. But it's not Chakshuhu, it's Chakshu. But it's pullingam.
No, Chakshuhu, but then your Pratipadikam is Chakshus.
Yeah, Chakshus. So,
it's a Sakaranta.
Yeah, so that's why you just have to memorize. So you don't know which is...
I don't know whether there is a la anta word. That's why I thought Tirukural Pustakam, if you say, at least we are safe.
Ne Tirukuralasya Lekhakaha. We are referring to the writer, not the book.
No,
Buddhiman is a quality.
I'm not talking about Tirukuralasya. I'm talking about Tirukural being
a word
a
itself.
Consonant ending with a L. Okay.
You're right.
Okay. So whether it is pulling, napumsakalingam, strilingam, we have to decide, because in Sanskrit, how much I have realized so far, it's the word and its ending which decide the gender, not the gender of the thing or
the
person
word itself,
indicated.
But this word is like, first of all, not even from Sanskrit.
Yeah, it's not Sanskrit. So words which are not Sanskrit, you add something. Say, for example, I have a word like Kamal. Okay. Now, Kamal is a male as well as a female. Now, how am I going to make out? I can't say Kamalasya.
It's Kamalam.
I say Kamal Mahodayayaha or Kamal Mahodayasya. Are you getting my point?
Yes. It would be Kamalaha or Kamalam.
But see, the problem is Kamal is not a Sanskrit originating.
Yeah, it's just like Milan. Just like Milan Bhagini's name. I can only say Milan Bhagini. I can't.
Yeah, exactly.
Change it.
Yeah.
So sometimes
the same problem arises there.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to leave it just the way it is. You have to add something to it. Well, I think that's why they added this example. Like,
anyway, let's just drop it.
I'll look into that. That's a good question, Vini. But it wouldn't sound right if it was Tirukuralam or Tirukuralam or something. Right?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Let's move on.
It's a Tirumi sacred. So it's a sacred poetry, sacred say.
Okay.
There the poetry, he referred to all social, many things he actually... How a parent has to bring up the kids. So he discussed about the many things. Actually, I went through that book in Telugu, actually. I'm not a Tamilian, but it's a wonderful book.
Astu Bhagini. So in Shashti Vibhakti, we also have the pronouns. So tat and tasya, this is the same thing as it was in Pullinga. So tat becomes tasya. Etat would become etasya, and then kim would be kasya. Tat, tasya, etat, etasya, kim, and kasya. Does everyone understand?
Mm-hmm.
So what would this question become? Kim, griham.
कस्य गृहं
कस्य गृहं कस्य गृहं रामस्य गृहं
रामस्य गृहं
एतत् द्वारं कुत्र
एतस्य द्वारं कुत्र
एतस्य द्वारं कुत्र एतस्य द्वारं तत्र तत् वर्णः कः तस्य वर्णः तस्य वर्णः रक्तवर्णः अस्तु वा so we're supposed to do a kakasya katha but I want to do the strilingam too so let me do strilingam so we learn a pullingam and a napumsaklingam after that it will be strilingam so in strilingam we know the ends in Akaranta and then Ikaranta Strilingam. So this is Akaranta Strilingam. So Sita would be Sita Sita Yah Lata Lata Yah
Ratna Ratna Yah
Yes. So Bala would be
Bala Yah
Bala Yah
Bala Yah
निधानिकायाः
सीतायाः सो त्रिचक्रिका
त्रिचक्रिकायाः
जवनिका
जवनिकायाः
नौका
नौकायाः
नौकायाः सो सेम थिंग शाखायाः पत्रम् उत्पीठिका उत्पीठिकायाः पादः तिक्तवर्तिका
प्रकाशः
तिक्तवर्तिकायाः प्रकाशः सरला
सरलायाः
अनुजा
ज्येष्ठायाः पुत्रः कुञ्चिका कुञ्चिकायाः तालः जवनिका
जवनिकायाः वस्त्रम्
जवनिकायाः वस्त्रम् पाञ्चालिका
पाञ्चालिकायाः युतकम्
पाञ्चालिकायाः युतकम् बालिका
बालिकायाः
नाम
बालिकायाः नाम नुषायाः कङ्कणम् छुरिका
छुरिकायाः
तैक्ष्ण्यम्
तैक्ष्ण्यम्
छुरिकायाः तैक्ष्ण्यम्
तैक्ष्ण्यम्
शण्यम्
तैक्ष्ण्यम्
तैक्ष्ण्यम् तैक्ष्ण्यम्
तैक्ष्ण्यम्
तैक्ष्ण्यम्
तैक्ष्ण्यम्
तैक्ष्ण्यम्
तैक्ष्ण्यम्
तैक्ष्ण्यम् तैक्ष्ण्यम्
अग्निशलाका
अग्निपेटिकायाः अग्निशलाका अग्निशलाका
अग्निशलाकायाः अग्निः
अग्निशलाकायाः
अग्निः
दिनपत्रिका
दिनपत्रिकायाः वार्ता
दिनपत्रिकायाः वार्ता वार्ता
वार्तायाः विषयः
वार्तायाः विषयः अजा
अजायाः शावकः
अजायाः शावकः अस्तु वा एनि क्वश्चन् ओके सो सीता
याः
सीतायाः पतिः रामः
सीतायाः पतिः रामः राधा
राधायाः
सखा खा कृष्णः
सखा कृष्णः नाट् पतिः
ओ
अस्तु अस्तु उमा
उमायाः
पतिः पतिः शङ्करः
उमायाः पतिः शङ्करः
शारदायाः
पतिः
रामकृष्णः
कौसल्याः पत्नी
कौसल्यायाः पतिः दशरथः ओके रामः
रामस्य पत्नी
सीता
सीता
रामस्य पत्नी सीता कृष्णः
सखी कृष्णस्य सखी राधा शङ्करस्य पत्नी रामकृष्णस्य पत्नी शारदा
दशरथस्य दशरथस्य पत्नी कौसल्यस्य अस्तु डस् एनी वन् हेव् एनी क्वश्चन्स् ओर् अण्डर्स्टाण्ड्स् दिस्
या
अस्तु सो सेम् थिङ्ग् सा उबिकं तस्याः सो वट् इस् सः सः उबिकं तस्य सा तस्याः एषा
एतस्याः
कस्याः
कस्याः
अस्तु वा कः वुड् बि
कस्याः
कः वुड् बि
कस्य
सः तस्य तत्
एतत् तस्य एतत् एतस्य
एतत् एतस्य एषः एतस्य किं किं
कस्य
सा तस्याः
एषा
बिकास् it gets flipped the visarga there's a visargaha for stree lingam but no visargaha for pullingam astuva
ma'am a question
yes
it is कस्याः और कस्याः
कस्याः
कस्याः अच्छा
yes.
या becomes हा
कस्याः
it is not कस्याः it is no. कस्याः
for shashti vibhakti okay. for possessive yeah ka would be okay. kasyaah etasya namakin etasya nama ramah
yeah
like that tasyaah namakin tasyaah nama kavya etasya namakin एतस्य नाम वेङ्कटः एतस्याः नाम किम् एतस्य नाम उमा सो कस्य नाम उमा एतस्य नाम एतस्याः नाम उमा कस्याः नाम उमा एतस्याः नाम उमा Does everyone understand? So it gets a little bit confusing now since there's more words, but once you like do more abhyasam, once you practice with it, once you go around in your house telling people, oh, etasya, tasya, tasyaha nama kim, etasya nama kim, then it'll stick to you. Astuva. Yeah. Mahila astiva महिलायाः अङ्गुलीयकम् अस्ति वा महिलायाः अङ्गुलीयकम् अस्ति सो महिलायाः इस् द गर्ल्स् द गर्ल्स् अङ्गुलीयकम् कस्याः अङ्गुलीयकम् तस्याः अङ्गुलीयकम्
महिलायाः
So can someone use this
yep.
quickly?
Yep.
Ramaya, Ramaya, Ramachandraya, Vedate, Prabhunadhaya, Nathaya, Vedaya, Patayama.
So Sita will become Sita, Ramaya. Okay.
Okay.
Now this Ikaranthasri is it. Nadi would be Nadhyaha. नदी नद्याः सीता सीतायाः अस्तु भवती
भवत्याः
भवत्याः नाम किं वाट् इस् योर् नेम् अस्तु वा केन् यु मेक् द कनेक्षन् नौ
ऐ एम् आल्रेडि कार्तिकायिनी
ऐ एम् आल्रेडि कार्तिकायिनी
पुष्पाधान्याः
विद्यार्थिन्याः
So you have to cut it in half.
Vidyatinyaha.
Dharvyaha. Droni.
Droniyaha.
Droniyaha. चषकादानि
चषकाधान्याः
घट्याः जङ्गमदूरवाणी
जङ्गमदूरवाण्याः
सम्माजनी
सम्माजन्याः
कूप्याः कूप्याः अङ्गुली
अङ्गुल्याः
अङ्गुल्याः गायत्री
गायत्र्याः
लक्ष्मीः
लक्ष्म्याः
लक्ष्म्याः एवरीवन अंडरस्टैंड्स
काव्या काव्याः व्हाट
इज कम इट इज अकारान्त स्त्रीलिंग राइट काव्या इज अकारान्त स्त्रीलिंग
सो काव्या काव्या
काव्या
काव्यायाः
लता लतायाः
काव्यायाः काव्यायाः काव्यायाः
लाइक दैट
उमायाः
उमायाः सम्यक् लेखनी
लेखन्याः
लेखन्याः
लेखन्याः मशी
मपि मशी
सो द पेन मशी विजि विद्याः लेखनी विजि इज अ नेम राइट विद्याः लेखनी लेखन्याः मशी मशी
मश्याः कूपी
मश्याः मश्याः कूपी
मश्याः कूपी कूपी
कूप्याः वर्णः
कूप्याः वर्णः बाष्पस्थाली
बाष्पः
बाष्पस्थाल्याः बाष्पः पार्वती
पार्वत्याः निवासः
पार्वत्याः निवासः द्रोणी
द्रोण्याः
जलं
द्रोण्याः जलं भवती
भवत्याः नाम
नाम अङ्गुली
अङ्गुल्याः अङ्गुलीयकम्
अङ्गुली अङ्गुल्याः अङ्गुलीयकं गायत्री
गायत्र्याः मन्त्रः
गायत्र्याः मन्त्रः काशी
काश्याः
काश्याः काश्याः महाराजः
महाराजः महाराजः
फिर गायत्र्याय
गायत्र्याः विजि विद्याः गायत्री गायत्र्याः काशी काश्याः
महाराजः
पुत्र्याः कावेरी
प्रवाहः नद्याः प्रवाहः
सो वेन् यूर् इफ् यु गेट् कन्फ्यूस्ड् वित् दीस् वर्ड्स् जस्ट् थिङ्क् आफ् वन् वर्ड् एण्ड् स्टिक् टु इट् सो फार् पुल्लिङ्गं जस्ट् स्टिक् वित् रामः रामः रामस्य फार् नपुंसकलिङ्गं पत्रं पत्रं पत्रस्य फोर् स्त्रीलिङ्गम् आकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्गं
सीतायाः
सीता सीतायाः और् लता लतायाः whichever one is easier for you and then ईकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्गं would be नदी नद्याः
गायत्र्याः
गायत्र्याः गायत्र्याः
गायत्र्याः
any questions yes.
difficult today
yeah it's a little bit overwhelming but the more practice you do the easier it will get
actually two of us me and my husband are speaking Sanskrit words instead of English instead
At
of
home?
mobile wow. we are using jangam durvani jangam durvani shivatah matlab while he is going to the market you forget the shivatah like that we are talking it may sounds a little bit odd but we are learning But today's lesson is very hard.
Samyak. So actually, I used to do that too at home. At home, like whenever my mom is serving food, I would speak in full Sanskrit, and she would be like, Kavya, I don't understand anything that you're saying. Just tell me in English or whatever. And yeah, she would get annoyed. Because it's like, for her, Sanskrit is like, it's like she doesn't completely understand and she gets a little bit nervous. Because
your mom knows Sanskrit very well. Great.
My mom? Yeah, she learned a little bit and then she stopped. So it's basically, me and my brother, sometimes we use it like a secret language. When we go to a store, me and my brother, we just, if you want to talk about someone or if you want to say something, we just speak in Sanskritam. But he gets annoyed too sometimes. So, go Sanskritam. Jayatu, Jayatu.
But I'm so grateful to all of you, ma'am. Actually, I used to feel very much guilty that I didn't learn Sanskrit so far. But because of this conference hall, through this conference hall, I'm able to learn Sanskrit. So I'm so grateful.
It's never too late and
you're
never too old, right? It's never too late and
you're
never too old.
But that's right. But I never know. Whenever I listen to Vedas and everything, because I can chant. But always I used to feel guilt. Whenever the people are very spontaneous in Sanskrit, they speak Sanskrit spontaneously. Always I used to get a pain in my heart. Really, I experienced the pain many times. But thank you so much, Kavya Bhagini. Because of your team and efforts and everything, I'm able to learn even a drop of Sanskrit and just Sanskrit.
Of course, Bhagini. That just made my day. But
thank you so much.
And you all know, definitely know. I bet you can all can see through me that I'm not the best either. But I'm trying to. I'm learning as much as you guys are all learning too. Because when I first learned it, everything just flew over my head. And then, like once I got to the harder things, and once I started meeting more people, I was like, oh, Sanskritam is very, very complicated. And then
I feel it's very sacred. Very sacred.
Yeah. Actually, when I was learning something, I just started crying because it was like very, I was like so passionate about it. I kind of dropped it for a few months, but I got so busy. But that's our emotional moment right now.
Yeah. Many times tears roll down, like that. But I'm so much fascinated towards Sanskrit.
No, I think one thing must be said is about this method, because we all try to learn Sanskrit like so many times, but the Sanskrit Bharati's method and the way of teaching is definitely very, very, very effective. And I'm learning other languages as well. I'm learning Gujarati, and you know, but the way and the method and how it is approached, I think the Sanskrit Bharati's way and method is way, way, way effective. And we have never picked up this much of language so quickly. I mean, I've learned Sanskrit in my intermediate and in other in my childhood, but then it never stuck. And
Exactly.
It is definitely way better, and it sticks.
Yeah.
Even though you may not know all of Sanskrit and all the rules, but you are learning sufficiently enough to get off the ground.
Exactly. Exactly. That's very well said, sir. Very well said. At least, you know, we read some phrases, we at least can correlate.
Exactly. Oh. For example, even by knowing Shashti Vibhakti alone, you are able to say so many sentences. Yeah. The application and emphasis on application and doing as many sentences as possible with maybe knowing 100 words, you know, that I think the method is very, very, very effective. And this is way effective than, way more effective than, you know, the way they teach all the languages in all the schools. So I think that credit must definitely go to Sanskrit Bharati. Yeah.
Yep. Dhanyavada Mahodaya. Let's just finish the slide and then we'll
yeah.
So Kunti.
Kuntyaha Patihi Pandurajaha.
Kuntyaha Patihi Pandurajaha. Devaki.
Devakyaha Patihi Vasudevaha.
Devakyaha Patihi Vasudevaha. Parvati.
Parvatyaha Patihi Shivaha.
Parvatyaha Patihi Shivaha. Damayanti.
Damayantyaha Patihi Nalaha.
Nalaha. Kannagi.
Kannagyaha Patihi Kovalaha.
Kovalaha. Pandurajaha.
Pandurajasya
Patni Kunti.
Vasudevaha.
Vasudevasya
Patni Devaki.
Shivaha.
Shivasya Patni
Shivasya Patni Parvati.
Shivasya Patni Parvati. Nalaha. Nalaha.
Nalasya Patni
Damayanti. Damayanti. Kovalaha.
Kovalasya
Patni
Kannagi.
Kovalasya Patni Kannagi.
Kannagi.
Word in the middle. Astu. Any questions?
No.
No, just practice is needed.
Okay, Astu. I'll give you like probably some sentences to translate or something like that. Or some sentences to translate and then maybe some exercise from the Abhyasa Pustakam. Astu?
Yep.
Astu. So, who wants to lead the Shanti Mantram?
Sarve bhavantu sukhinah, sarve santu
niramayaha, sarve bhadrani pashyantu, ma kaschid dukha bhag bhavet.
Om shanti
shanti shanti shanti.
Hari Om. Dhanyavadah.
Thank you.
धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः
Thank you.